Remember Granny D, the 94-year-old who walked across the country to change the campaign finance system? Well, she's running for the Senate from New Hampshire against a powerful and entrenched Republican. She got into the race after the sudden withdrawal of the man who was expected to win the Democratic nomination. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon has this report.
Granny D's real name is Doris Haddock. She's a lifelong resident of New Hampshire, a widow, and a mother of two with 16 grandkids. She decided to run for the Senate when it looked like the Republican incumbent, Judd Gregg, was going to run unopposed. She's not expected to win, but she's not going to go without a fight.
I am the angry grandmother of the New Hampshire family. Come off my porch to ask young Judd what in the world he is thinking when he supports Bush. Military misadventures.
The presumed Democratic candidate, State Senator Burt Cohen, had to drop out of the race when he discovered that his campaign's bank accounts were empty and his campaign manager had disappeared.
While I am happy to step forward in the absence of other Democrats, I certainly do not do so as a sacrificial lamb. I am running to win.
None of the state's prominent Democrats was willing to take on Gregg, a former governor who is well-financed and heavily favored to win a third Senate term. But Granny D was game, and New Hampshire Democratic Party Chair Kathy Sullivan is making the best of it.
We have one of the best-known names in New Hampshire on our U.S. Senate ticket. She's got name recognition, she's got a message, and I'm very pleased.
Haddock's only previous experience in elected office was on the planning board of her hometown in Dublin, New Hampshire, back in the 1980s. But she has tons of public speaking experience, and she knows how to work a crowd. She even has fans, like the silver-haired woman with a walker who wanted to say hello.
I'm Kay Gilbert.
Oh, yes, you are, Kay Gilbert.
And I use
you. Are you still dancing?
No, I've had a new hip put in. I followed your career with great interest, and I use you for a mantra. I say, if Doris Haddock can do it, you can get out and walk, you lazy thing.
Haddock hopes the same energy and stamina that fueled her cross-country journey 5 years ago will serve her well on the campaign trail. She's challenged Gregg to debate in every New Hampshire county. She's charming and sharp, and she knows how to handle reporters.
I know that you've said that your age is not an issue, but don't.
Yes, can
you
hear me?
You are 94 years old. Do you think...
I'm the outside. On the inside, I'm not that old.
Senator Gregg's reelection campaign refused to comment on his new opponent. It might be unseemly for Gregg to be portrayed as beating up on a 94-year-old grandmother.
They're probably sitting in a room now, drilling each other, saying, we will only say good things about Granny D. Granny D's a nice person. We're glad she's running.
University of New Hampshire political science professor Andy Smith says keeping quiet may be the best strategy.
You don't want to build Granny D up by talking about her as a serious candidate. You just ignore her. So he can just sit back, essentially, and wait because his favorability ratings are high, his name recognition is high, his job approval ratings are high. So all he has to do is wait for November and to get the votes.
To some political insiders in Concord, Granny D's quixotic quest only highlights the fact that the New Hampshire Democratic Party needs new blood. Republican National Committee member Tom Rath doesn't hide his disdain.
This is the best they could do. If you have the honor and have the privilege of hosting the first primary, that should not serve as an excuse for not doing your homework in state races.
With her trademark straw hat, Granny D is a local celebrity. But still, she might have a name recognition problem come November. She'll be listed on the ballot as Doris Haddock. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.